Thank you for calling Archdom Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Yes, Judith Schneier.
Hey, Judith. How can I help you today?
I had spoken at length with Shannon, and she helped me get it hooked up and stuff, and so that it was working. I don't know. I go on different programs, and it constantly stops. Like, you know, somebody's talking, and it just stops. And sometimes it does a little bit of a weird thingamajig. I can't even describe it right now. But it stops for a while, and then eventually comes back on. And that's been happening pretty much. I don't watch it. I've been watching it every day, and it pretty much happens at least once each time I'm watching.
All right. So just to better understand, you said for your TV, whenever you're watching it, most times it stops suddenly and then takes a while and then comes back on?
Yeah. And sometimes it does a little bit of a jittery thing. I honestly,
like it's loading? Or freezing?
I'm not as sure about that. I do know it stops, and it does a little something, but I can't remember what it is. But not always. But it always stops, and you know, I've never had that problem before.
Okay, and are you having that problem on your phone when you're trying to load something, or on a different device, or it's just your TV?
I think it's just the TV.
Okay, let me take a look for you. Let me just get onto your account. Could you go ahead with your service address, please?
My service what?
Your address.
Oh, address. 6 Platt Avenue, PLATT. In Rhinebeck.
Okay. And what speed internet do you have with us?
Just the regular one. Is that 5? No, I don't know what it is.
Could I get the email address on file, please?
Sure. It would be Judith L as in Larry, D as in David, S as in Sam, 4, the number 4, at gmail.com.
And the phone number?
845-242-8453. Did you just send me something? No.
Oh, no.
Okay. I was like, you got it quickly. No.
All right. So I'm looking on your account, and this is for your Roku device, right? Your TV is connected through Roku?
Yes. Well, I'm guessing is everything through Roku?
I'm just looking through the devices that are connected, and differently from your iPhone and your MacBook, it shows that a Roku is connected.
I know I have the Roku connected, yes.
All right, I'm just checking on the health. It shows that there's excellent connection. Between the internet and your Roku. Let's see something. It's not too far from the modem. Or did you have that problem today?
Well, I haven't watched TV yet today.
Okay. Well, when was the last time you were having that issue where it was stopping or loading?
Last night, I think it happened once.
And how long did it happen for?
I'm vaguely thinking that was maybe for a little less time, but it was definitely over a minute. It was a few minutes.
So
maybe 2 to 3 minutes, maybe. I don't know.
So it's like it stopped for like 2 to 3 minutes and then start back again?
Yeah. But then, of course, I missed what's going on. So if I'm watching a show or listening to what they're saying, I lose quite a bit.
Okay. And
And it has been stopped for longer than that.
oh, okay.
I mean, that's just last night, and that was a shorter time than normal.
And were you having this problem before or when you started using us?
When it all got connected. So
When
that would have been when I'd spoken with Shannon. Because she was the
okay.
one. I thought I was on with y'all, and it turned out I was still on with Spectrum. So
Okay, so when were you connected to Spectrum? Did you have that problem as well?
never.
Okay. What I'm going to do is because it's showing that everything is set up correctly, we are sending 1,000 megabytes per second, which should be more, way more than enough for your TV to run efficiently. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a reboot to your entire system to the ONT
Okay.
gateway. And that should fix the issue because I'm not seeing anything wrong. I'm looking at your Roku connection to the modem and it's excellent. Really good connection. Usually if there's a problem, then it would let us know that there's some type of problem there. So I'm gonna go ahead and reboot it and then you can just continue to monitor it. It should fix the problem. If
How
not, then
long
you
with
just
the
get
rebooting, or you're going to do that now? Because I'm not on it now.
Okay, could I go ahead and reboot it now?
Yeah, absolutely. Now the other question I don't know is, I don't know if I'm totally disconnected from Spectrum then. Would
Well,
that be a problem? You know what? I think I was having. Yeah, I think I was having some problems, and I think I was using. I don't know which one I was using. I think she thought I was using Spectrum. And but there was a problem once they were both connected or something. I don't know, 'cause I have no idea. Maybe she said mine, I hadn't fully finished the process or something. I don't know.
quick question, Judith. Did you call Spectrum to cancel your service?
No, I've kept it on because I just wanted to make sure that
Oh.
this one was working well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it could be a case that both of them are connected or it's connected to Spectrum still. I'm not sure, but it shows that you have a Roku device connected with us. You
Actually, the
can't.
lights are still on for Spectrum stuff.
Yeah, we just turned off ours. I just did the reboot for yours, so the lights off. It should be should gone now. Should be gone now.
The front green light is on, but
Yeah, because it's
there's nothing in the back.
restart. It's because it's restarting. It's
Oh,
rebooting.
okay. Actually,
All
there
right.
might be something in the back, but yeah. So this should take care of the problem, but then I guess I don't know. I guess my question is, how do I know before I cancel Spectrum, because otherwise it would cost to get back on Spectrum. How would I be able to test this without having any and knowing I'm not being impacted by Spectrum?
You said you want to know how you're able to test
Yes,
Spectrum?
because if we don't know if no, I'm just trying to be on yours and see how it goes, because if it's going, then but I it's not helpful if I don't know if Spectrum is impacting the quality and stuff.
Oh. I get what you're saying. Well, basically what you'd have to do is you'd have to switch your internet back to, because you said you currently have Spectrum now, which you didn't cancel. If you want to compare the two service, you can just switch the Wi-Fi connection over back to your Spectrum to see how it's working, how fast are you
Well, I
able to
know I
click
have
on.
no problem with Spectrum. I've never had that kind of a problem with Spectrum. So I know that. But what I
Did you
don't
have
know,
cable with Spectrum or it was just internet?
it was cable
Oh,
and
yeah.
internet.
Cable would be different from using streaming services. But What you can do, being that it has been rebooted now, you can continue to watch your movies, shows, your TV, and see if there has been any improvement as it relates to the rebooting. And if you
Okay.
want to go ahead and double check everything, you can also connect back with Spectrum just to see if there is any problems as well,
I mean,
just
I'm
to
just
double
wondering
check.
if I were to turn theirs off, if that would be
Different.
possible. And
Yeah,
maybe then it wouldn't be on and it wouldn't be affecting.
so you can look on their modem. I'm not sure, but it should be a turn off button there on the modem, or you can just simply plug it out. And then when
Yes.
you're ready, you could just plug it back in.
And so which is which? I have two things going down with Spectrum. I have the one is the modem, which I don't know which is which, and the other is a
The
something.
router.
Yes. Maybe that's what it
Okay.
is. And so
So,
which how would I know which is which?
well, I'm not sure as relates to their design. Is it a case that you have a white box and a black box?
No, they're both let me just double check. No, go ahead.
I was going to say the box that has a wire connected to the other box. That box is the one you turn off.
Oh, but I wouldn't know which is connected to which, because they're both connected together, right? So I
Yes.
wouldn't know. So then I
But
wouldn't know which is.
oh, I understand. Yeah, so I'm
No,
just trying
I would, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing because I would have said the same thing. And then it's like, wait a minute, it doesn't make sense.
One has a direct connection where you see the wires running. If it's aerial or underground, you'd see that wire being connected to the modem. And then from the modem to your router, you'd see another wire being connected. So to
Wait a
the
second,
earth.
let me try something here. I'm just getting down where it is. I like where they put yours much better because I can actually get to it and see it. Just a second, I have to get a flashlight because, let me just grab a flashlight.
Or you could just simply just plug both of them out, and then when you're ready, you can just plug them
Well,
back in.
one says usually they've been when I was on with y'all before, it was I just said what the names were on it, and they said, oh, okay, so that's but actually this might not. One's they're both kind of large. One was small before, so this one says Spectrum, and this one is newer. So, and I just had to replace one that wasn't, and it says Spectrum. So that's not helping. Now one has nothing, no real buttons, and the other has one for power, one for online, and one for voice that's not on. Does
But
that help any?
do you have a button for power where you could press for Spectrum?
Yes.
Okay, so you can go ahead and turn that off.
Okay.
And then whenever you're ready, you can turn it back on if you want
Well,
to
that's
check it out.
turning on to reset. So that wasn't what I wanted, right? Is that because I kept it in too long, maybe? Let me see these. Oops. Now one has the internet connection to it. The internet wire plugged into it. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's the part that they both do. Yeah, that's the thing. Oh, the other one has the phone line that
that's connected to the phone line, yeah, to the old screw in hole kind of thing. Like because I have a phone connected to it, a landline.
So your landline is connected through the router, the modem?
Well, whichever it would be, that's what I'm not sure. I'm just wondering if that would help me figure out what that one is.
Okay.
Wait a minute. The yellow plug info, your modem. And what's this? So maybe... why don't they label anything? It doesn't really have the other one doesn't really have a power button that I see. And that was the one that they gave me to give me more coverage of area.
That's an extender.
Well, it wasn't an extender. Maybe it was a modem. The other modem wasn't strong enough or something. No, or the router.
Router.
Maybe
that would be
the router.
Yes.
Yeah, that could be. It doesn't say. So the modem. So I did that, but I guess it was the reset. Now, let's see, power. Yeah, that doesn't, I guess I would have to unplug it.
The safest option is just to unplug.
Oh, except I can't because then I don't have my phone,
landline
working. Although I haven't gotten any calls on it except for junk calls. So I guess I have to keep it on.
Well, to just basically test it out, you could just plug it out, and whenever you're ready, you could plug it back in.
Oh, so just leave it out for like a day or two.
Yeah,
test it out. Yeah. Okay, but now I don't know how to turn it off.
No, as in just to plug it out, because that would be the safest option to do.
Okay. Now, what do you mean plug it out?
So the original box, not the one that was used for wider coverage, other one, it should be...
Oh, it has the thing for cable. Is that what I'm looking for? No.
I'm not 100% sure of their model, as I said before, but they should be plugged in where you should be able to plug it out. Plugged into the socket in the wall.
Yeah, there is the one, and now if I remember which one it is, let me get under my desk. This is the hassle. Getting under this desk. Oh no. Where? Let's see here. Oh, here we go. Let me see if I can grab this. Oh, okay. Okay. I think it would be the really big thing, right?
That's plugged in.
We have three kind of things. Oh, I think the big square thing probably. This is just, I'm really getting sick of this. Oh, I don't even know which. I don't know which would. This is not working. I don't know what I'm doing. It used to be more, because one of the things is yours, and then two of the things are for Spectrum.
Yeah, are you able to follow the cord from the Spectrum box to the socket at the
wall? Well, I see all the cords. I just, into the wall, into the phone.
You're looking for the plug that's plugged into the wall to the modem.
Well, they're all plugged. It's on a strip. So they're all plugged into the strip.
Yeah, so you don't want to plug them out of the strip.
So I want to plug it out of, I want to take it out of the strip. But I
Yes,
don't
because
know.
that would be an easier option, just to test it out, and that way you won't turn off any settings for Spectrum. So whenever you're
Right.
ready, you can just plug it back in.
But I have to figure out which it is. And okay, this is definitely, we found the one that it is because this goes to the phone. This, I don't. Okay, this is. They're all so jumbled. Okay, that appears to be. Okay, so. There's too many things here. Okay, so oh, this is tangled up. Untangled. Now let's see what I've got here. Hold on just a second. I'm going to put you on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here with you.
Okay. So now, okay, flashlight. So this one is, I'm guessing, the one it is. Oh, that might be, I don't know which it is, but it doesn't matter because I'm turning one off and turning the other off. So that's one. And I think that's the right one, the correct one. And oh, I see, into the wall. Well, if I do the into the wall, then I disconnect everything, including yours. So I just unplugged it from the strip that it's on.
Yeah, you just do it from the strip. You don't want to plug out the extension cord just because then you'd plug out the ones for Archtop as well.
So, but now, oh, okay, I see what's going on. Yours, what they did was they put it on the side outlet. So I don't have a problem, there's no problem with that. And then this one goes to, well, I'll unplug that too. I guess I should just unplug everything. And then that is my lamp. So, okay, so I think everything's unplugged. So now just leave it unplugged and try it for a while and see how it
Yes, that is correct.
goes. And then plug those things, well, maybe not, if there's a, and then call y'all back next week
Yeah, it's up
and
to
let
you.
you know. I mean, if there's still a problem, if it's not, then I won't. Right?
If there would not be, I'm sorry.
If there's not a problem, then I don't call you back. I mean,
Yeah, so
if there's
only
no
if
more
you have a
problems, then I
problem,
won't call you.
yeah, so only if you have problems with us, you can just give us a call back, just to let us know. But if not,
Yeah,
then you're good
and
to go.
then I'm good to go. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist you with before you go?
I think that's it for now. That's all I can think of. What was your name again?
My name is Abby.
Abby. Okay, great. Thank you so much, Abby. Have a great weekend.
No problem. Same to you, Juliet. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Sure. Bye-bye.